This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Nick Gass. Some senators are resisting a proposal to make Missouri's gubernatorial elections more like presidential ones. A proposed amendment to the state constitution would require candidates for governor and lieutenant governor to run as a ticket, just as the president and vice president do. Senators debated the measure but set it aside yesterday after some concerns were raised. Democratic Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal once worked for former Lieutenant Governor Joe Maxwell. She says having a separately elected lieutenant governor can provide a balance. Otherwise, she says, a governor could appoint a lackey or a rubber stamp to the position. Sponsoring Senator John Lamping, a Republican, says it's common sense to have the governor and lieutenant governor run together, since they should work together once elected. Democratic Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster reports raising more than $890,000 for his reelection campaign during the past 3 months. Koster's campaign reported today that it now has $2 million in his campaign bank account. Campaigns must report their fundraising activities since January by this Monday. Koster's campaign officials say fundraising has been strong and showing momentum heading into the fall campaign. Ed Martin, an aide to former Governor Matt Blunt, and rural Livingston County prosecutor Adam Warren are competing in the August Republican primary for the chance to challenge Koster. A bill passed in the Missouri House would place occupational disease claims back within the workers' comp system and would bar employees from suing each other over workplace injuries and illnesses. The measure also seeks to fix the state's ailing second injury fund. It was sponsored by GOP House member Dave Schatz of Franklin County.
Occupational disease and co-employment liability need to be addressed. And so, but I also know that the second injury fund is a very, very, issue that has to be addressed also. So coupling them together, obviously I believe that it becomes more approachable to take to the governor's desk.
Democratic Governor Jay Nixon vetoed a workers' comp bill last month that did not address the second injury fund. A new study suggests the Army Corps of Engineers made the right decision when it blew up the Birds Point, New Madrid levee last year. Ken Olson, a soil sciences professor at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, co-authored the study. He says that the river level at the Cairo, Illinois gauge continued to rise even after the Corps breached the levee last May 2nd. The next day, he says, the river peaked at 61.72, more than a foot above the level of the levee's fuse plug. He says without the breach, Cairo would have been flooded by 22 feet of water. Olson's studies can be found in the Journal of Soil and Water Conservation. Pre-trial motions were completed today in Jefferson City in preparation for the hearing of Ryan Ferguson, a man convicted of murder in Columbia in 2005. Ferguson's attorney will argue that the evidence used in his trial was not credible. His attorney, Kathleen Zellner, says her client will attend the hearing next week in Jefferson City.
He won't testify in our case in chief because it really doesn't have to do with him. It has to do with witness recantation.
Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled that witnesses who were not called in the original trial could be called in to testify next week. Charles Erickson incriminated Ferguson in the murder of Columbia Daily Tribune editor Kent Heitholt. Erickson later recanted and will testify on Wednesday. A bill passed in the Missouri House would place occupational disease claims back within the workers' comp system and would bar employees from suing each other over workplace injuries and illnesses. The measure also seeks to fix the state's ailing second injury fund. It was sponsored by GOP House member Dave Schatz of Franklin County.
Occupational disease and co-employment liability need to be addressed. And so, but I also know that the second injury fund is a very, very issue that has to be addressed also. So coupling them together, obviously I believe that it becomes more approachable to take to the governor's desk.
Democratic Governor Jay Nixon vetoed a workers' comp bill last month that did not address the second injury fund. His office has given no indication of where he stands on the latest bill. For KBIA News, I'm Nick Gass.